Hi, and welcome to another edition of the Flying High podcast series for ambitious leaders, aggressive teams, and high achievers with me, Rick Hocek. Let's dig in. There is no doubt about it. Relationship building is a critical component of life and of success in any endeavor. Life is a team sport, and we have to rely on other people. So getting along with others, playing well in the sandbox, is important. Listen to this. The late author, speaker, and radio personality Earl Nightingale said that research shows that only 15% of job success comes from excellence in job skills. Only 15%. A full 85% of job success comes from people skills, getting along. And guess which one, by the way, is not taught in schools? Right, people skills. Sometimes not even taught or taught well by parents in the home. And one of the most important people skills to learn is also one most people hate. It's how to say no. Why is saying no so repulsive, so revolting, so hated? Well, several reasons. Like, many people prefer to avoid conflict, and they're convinced that telling another person no will create the very conflict they hate. Or they're afraid they'll anger a friend, lose a coworker's trust, or irretrievably upset a family member. Or they'll lose an important opportunity that may not come around again. Or they'll burn a bridge. Or they just like to say yes and be agreeable. So it begs the question, how do you say no and preserve the relationship? And there's the key, preserving the relationship. This shouldn't be hard to fix, but unfortunately, most people don't know the right words to say beyond the no. Well, let me share with you 13 ways. Number one, script out your no response in writing and rehearse it. If it's that uncomfortable, you don't want to trip nervously all over yourself. Script it and rehearse, so you can deliver it calmly and smoothly. Number two, start with a compliment, something like, "Oh, you two always throw the best parties, which is why we feel so horrible for having to miss it. So sorry we're unavailable that night." Or you could say, "I am so proud of you for getting behind this charity. You're always getting involved with worthy causes, which is why I'm so sad I can't participate with you because I'm committed to," etc., etc. Number three, be gracious and thankful. Say something like, "You have honored me greatly by asking me to serve on your committee, but my plate is full," or "my time is overcommitted right now, and I'm unable to give this the attention it deserves. Thank you for thinking of me." Or another gracious response might be, "I'm flattered you'd like me to join your group, but," etc., etc. Number four, you could say, "I'd love to do this, but," and then state your reason. Now, you have to be careful on this one. Only say it if it's true. In fact, always be truthful. Because they might just ask you for a future commitment instead because you seem to love it so much. If you don't really love it, you better not say it. Number five, stall for time. Say something like, "You know, I'm not in a position right now to say yes. I have to check with X, maybe another person." Or you could say, "I've got to check on a few other commitments first." Or you could say, "Let me think about this and I'll get back to you." Then ask for time to get back to them. Like, "Can I get back to you the day after tomorrow?" You see, that's polite. Don't leave them hanging. Ask for a deadline and stick to it. Number six, don't let someone push you into an answer before you're ready. If they say, "I'm sorry, we really need an answer now," then you say apologetically and confidently, "Oh, that's a shame. If you need an answer now, I'm afraid it will have to be no." Notice the setup words that kind of cushion the blow, like "that's a shame" and "I'm afraid," not just "you need an answer now?" No, that's too short, too blunt, too rude. Number seven, ask to reschedule. You could say, "I'm sorry, but now's not a good time. I'm in the middle of a major project that's commanding my attention. Can we get together later today or tomorrow or Thursday?" Or you could say, "Can I call you back in the morning? We're right in the middle of dinner." Those are always polite things to say. Reschedule. Number eight, ask for an alternative. Say something like, "I'd love to support you in a different way," and leave it open-ended for the other person to come up with a way. Or number nine, make a specific offer of an alternative. You could say, I'd love to support you in a different way. In fact, if it works for you, I'd specifically like to offer X, whatever X is that works for you. Number 10, if you can't offer an alternative, give something back, even if it's totally unrelated on a different subject, like something from a prior conversation. Maybe it's a link to a website, referral to another person, an introduction, quick tips, or an article or book. It kind of goes to the rule of etiquette of reciprocity. It's like never going to someone's house without a gift, a flower, a bottle of wine, or something. In other words, when someone offers you something, even if you can't offer something back, or you can't say yes, offer something in return. Number 11, explain briefly, but don't overexplain. You know, depending on the closeness of your relationship, you may feel comfortable giving an explanation of your reason for saying no. But if you're not very close, giving a reason is less needed. Number 12, you don't fit. Say something like, you know, I don't think I'm the best person for this. I think you might be better served by Steve or Jill or someone who has a talent for X. And number 13, always close with gratefulness as a way of respecting the other person's dignity. Say something like, thank you for being such a loyal friend, or loving cousin, or thanks for having my back, or I'm honored to be in your circle of friends, or in your world, or on your go-to team. And if it's someone you don't know, like a phone solicitor who gets lots of rude responses and quick hang-ups, don't be one of those. It wouldn't feel good if done to you. So say, you know, I appreciate the call. Sorry, I can't help. Always take the dignified high road. Well, there you have them. 13 powerful ways to say no and preserve your relationships. Don't get backed into invitations you'd rather not accept, commitments you don't have time for, or events, projects, or donations that you aren't interested in. It's your time, your energy, your money, your life. Commit wisely. Thanks for listening. You've been listening to the Flying High podcast series for high achievers with me, Rick Hocek. Can I be helpful to you? If you're lacking team alignment, a clear and bold future vision, ambitious goals, action plans to get you there, and firm accountability, yes, I can help. So let's talk. Contact me at 770-391-9122 or email me at rick@soarwitheagles.com. Be a champion today.